Welcome to the Home Church Podcast. My name's Kenny, and I serve as the lead pastor here at Home Church, and we gather in Maiden, North Carolina. We're so glad you tuned in to today's episode, and we hope that this episode will help encourage you and inspire you as you continue to follow Jesus step by step. All right, well, welcome to Leader Lab, and we're glad you're here. The heart of this came from, the Lord was stirring something in our church, and specifically stirring something up in me that it said, hey man, like, we have to be able and ready to develop more leaders in our house. It's one of the things that we've talked about for a while. It's one of the things that we know we need. Our house is growing. Our house has some incredible days ahead. And we also know that there's capacity in the room, if that makes sense. There's leadership in the house, but part of our calling is to develop that, to develop you. But more than that, not just at Home Church, because there are folks here who aren't even a part of Home Church. My heart is to just invest everything that God's given me along my journey, whether it be experience, whether it be wisdom I've learned, wisdom someone has passed off to me, things I've done real dumb and had to learn the hard way. All of those things, I really wanted to compile them, put them together, and just turn around and give it to you. It's interesting because one of the things that we misunderstand in the Great Commission, so Matthew 28, Jesus says, all authority under heaven and earth has been given to me. And then he says, therefore, go and make disciples. And I took that idea and I said, well, okay, of course we see Jesus as Savior, Messiah, Lord. He is God. But also in that instance, Jesus was the ultimate leader. Jesus was the rallier of a group of people. And he literally said, everything that I've been given, I'm going to give it to you. Go and take it. And so tonight I submit to you, Leader Lab, everything that God has given me over my journey, I'm going to turn around and give it to you the best I know how. I want to invest in you. I want to pour into you. All right, well, y'all ready to dive in? You ready to get better? Good. That's the heart of this, is we want to help you get better. So let me ask you a question, and you don't have to answer this out loud. I want you to consider this in your head and your heart. And by the way, I highly encourage you to take notes. I highly encourage you to have a Bible and things like that. So I want you to consider this question. Why are you here tonight, right now? Maybe even take a second and write that down. Consider this. Why are you here? Why did you show up? Why did you sign up? Why did you hear this idea of, okay, there's a thing called Leader Lab. The church wants to invest in my leadership. All right, I think I'm going to sign up and give up my Friday night with my kids, my wife, my family, dinner out, whatever it might be to be here. Like, why are you here? I'll lean in a little further. Like, what do you hope to get from this experience? What is it that you're hoping to gain? I want you to consider that, and then I want to ask you this. Do you have an end result in mind for what you're going to get out of this before you even started? Like, I wonder, like, before you even signed up, did you have a concept, an idea, a desire in mind before you even signed up, let alone before you got here tonight? I want you to write down, because I'm going to say a few things, and then I want you to go back and consider, like, that end result, that goal for why you're here, okay? My question for you is around this idea. What do you think it will take to accomplish that thing? Whatever it is, that idea, that goal, that concept, what do you think it's going to take from me and us and this experience for you to see that come to life? Like, what are the things you hope you get from this that's going to make that result become possible? And then, even particularly in that, how will you determine if you met the goal? How will you determine if you met it or not? How will you determine if you improved in your leadership or not? How will you determine if you grew or not? What would that actually look like in your life? What would growing, developing, learning, what would it actually look like in your life? And you can be practical here too. I don't know if you know this, but the number one thing And the number one reason that people do not actually grow and develop is not because there's a lack of information. How many of you know that there is a wealth of wisdom? There's a wealth of knowledge. There is a Googleverse out there of information that you can take and learn. And there are webinars and classes and Instagram stories and things where constantly people are sharing more and more information. But the problem is that many people actually don't see transformation. Because we have all the information we could ever want and gather. It's available to us. But the thing is that the thing that slows many of us back is because we get all of the information, but we don't actually have transformation in our life from the information. That's the difference maker. Like that's the thing that takes this idea of maybe what you wrote down. Maybe it's, well, I want to be able to discipline my kids better, or I want to be able to handle my classroom better. I want to lead this team that I've got a little bit. I don't know what it was that you put down. But the thing that's actually going to help you accomplish that goal is not necessarily going to be the information I'm going to share. Now, I hope it's helpful. I hope you learn from it. I hope some of it challenges you. I hope some of it encourages you. But the reality is that the thing that you wrote down that you want to see come from this is going to be by you taking the information and actually applying it to see transformation in what you do. And so with that in mind, here's what I say. Your goals should be centered around not what information you can gain, but what transformation can and should take place. Your goals can't be centered around just the information. It has to be centered around the transformation that's going to come from this. And so with that thought, go back and look at your goal. Go back and look at it. Revisit it for just a moment. And consider, does your goal actually give you something to attain to work towards, to believe for, to actually transform into? Or was it just information-based? Because if it's only information-based, let me do this. Let me save you 2 hours, okay, and a quick drive home and multiple Friday nights with me. If you're just looking for information, there's going to be way better, way more impactful. You can just go watch it online in your own time. But if you want transformational shifting in your life and in your leadership, man, that happens by taking the information and applying it. And this is a great spot to do it in because you get to do it amongst community, people who believe the same things you believe and at its core are a part of the same family that you're a part of. This is a great place to transform. It's a safe place to transform because it's a safe place to admit the things that we're not good at. It's a safe place to dream and desire for the things that we want in our life. And it's a safe place to say, I'm not there, but I want to be there. Help me get there. So tonight, this is experience number one, Leader Lab number one. And here's the title for tonight. If you like titles, if you like that kind of thing, here's the title. It's Do What Only You Can Do. Do what only you can do. So let me ask you this, and I'm going to want you to participate with me a little bit tonight, if that's okay. Let me ask you this. Raise your hand if you are a leader in the room. You're in the room and you're a leader. Raise your hand. All right. Good, good, good. I'm looking around. All right. Awesome. So let me say this. If you did not raise your hand, here's what I want you to do. If you did not raise your hand just then, do me a favor, raise your hand now. Okay? Good. Raise it high. Good, good, good. This is for y'all. Everyone is a leader. Everyone's a leader. And you might be like, well, Pastor, I don't know about that because I'm not a CEO and I don't have a team and I don't even have kids and like, so what do you mean? Like, how am I a leader? Why do you say everyone's a leader? And it's because of this. I want you to understand. Because you have to grab this idea. You have to grab this tonight. Is the first person that you have to lead is always the hardest person that you have to lead. It's you. Yo, I'm the hardest person I lead. Because I don't listen. I'm hard-headed. My discipline is not great. Like, I think I got all the answers. I talk back to the boss. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so let me say this to you. Whether you are a CEO, whether you serve on a team, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a mom or a dad, whether you're a student, whatever role you walked in here with tonight, you're walking out of here with another title, and it's the title of leader. You just are. You might not like it, but it's a reality. And so tonight, what I want to do is I want to help you take an original first step around learning to lead yourself well. Because, homie, I don't know if you know this, but until you can lead yourself well, you can't lead anything else great. So I want to help you with that, right? So we have to learn to lead ourselves. Before you can lead anyone else well, we must first learn to lead ourselves well. And so let me ask you this. In your own head and heart, answer this. How well do you lead yourself right now? How well do you lead yourself? Let me give you some leadership questions to ask of you. Do you have vision for where you're going? An idea, a concept, a dream that leads you in a direction for where you're going? Do you have discipline in your life? Are you disciplined about your day, the time that you wake up? Do you are you disciplined to work out, to maybe eat well, to, you know, schedule time with Jesus? Like, what do you have disciplines in your life? Are you strategic? Do you like plan? Do you think ahead? Do you like literally start to like map out like the next couple of months, maybe the next year, whatever that might look like? Is there strategy in the way that you lead your own life? Are you intentional? Are you intentional to maybe take care of yourself, to rest, to serve yourself well? A lot of people like to use the scripture, well, Pastor, I'm supposed to be last. And Jesus said that you're supposed to love your neighbor. And I'm like, yeah, homie, you didn't read the whole scripture because it says to love your neighbor as yourself. Let me ask you this. How well do you love yourself? That's how well you can love and lead others. No more. No more. This is tough, right, for many of us, because stepping into this, many of us said, all right, yeah, I got a team, I got people, like, man, I'm ready. I'm ready to develop. I'm ready to get better. I'm ready to go back Monday to the office, and I'm going to take some of this. I'm going to apply it. Good. I hope so. I hope you wake up tomorrow morning and look in the mirror and apply it, because it starts with you. So I'll go back and ask you the same question with some of those pieces of context. How well do you lead yourself? How well do you lead yourself? Because we will not be able to lead others better than we're able to lead ourselves. So the key to this is knowing yourself well. All right, so I'm going to ask you some questions. I think you should write these down as you process this, because I'm going to go kind of quickly, and this might be something that maybe you want to spend some time on maybe later to think about. So write some of these questions down so that you can know yourself, because if you got to lead yourself, you got to know yourself, right? So let me ask you this. What are you good at? What are you good at? What are some of the things that you're bad at? I bet many of us can make a way stronger list for the things we're bad at than the things we're good at. It's the reason I ask you, what are you good at first? Take it another level. Not just what are you good at, what are you great at? What are you great at? I know me. I'm great at eating. And I'm great at giving really good food recommendations, all right? So that's going down on my list, right? What do you stink at? What do you stink at? This is different. It's close, but this is different. What are you gifted at? What are you gifted at? What are you passionate about? And listen, it's totally okay to say, like, I'm passionate about my golf game. It's totally okay to say I'm passionate about, buying the next pair of shoes. Like, I'm in, Steven, right? We're in, right? You go golf, you take me with you. I'm gonna help you up your shoe game, right? So we can, it's okay. What are you passionate about? For some of you, it might be you're passionate about raising up your kids well, giving them incredible experiences. For others, you fill in the blank. What are you passionate about? Like, what burns in you? A little different, but similar, but what motivates you? What motivates you? Some of you are motivated by money. By the way, not necessarily anything wrong with that. Some of you are motivated by success, that you have this idea of success. Some are motivated by fear, right? What motivates you? What, like, fires you up? The opposite side of that, what discourages you? What are the things that hold you back, that make you think, I can't do this, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough? The reason I lay all those things out, and I want you to spend some time considering those things, is because, let me just speak from the role of a leader. I sit with people consistently, and they sit in front of me, and we talk about things that I'm trying to lead them in a direction. And the only way I'm able to do that really effectively is actually if I know them. If I know what's going on in their life, if I know what motivates them, if I know what's discouraging them, if I know what they're passionate about. Like, when I actually know someone, I'm able to lead them way better because I actually understand them. Many times, and this is really sad, but many times we live this existence and we go about doing everything for everyone else and just surviving. Many of us have no idea who we are. Many of us have no idea really what makes us tick. Like, we can come up with some quick little answers, but I want you to dive deep into that idea of who are you. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about your identity. Those of you that are in the room, I know everyone in the room, I know you to be believers in Christ Jesus. So at your rooted identity, I know who you are, and you should know that as well. I'm talking about what makes you up as a person. Like, the way you think, the way you move, the things that motivate you, like all those things. You have to know yourself well. I know, and I've been very clear to share this with others, I'm like a glutton for Mountain Dew, Cheesecake Factory. And can we maybe do that? I'm just kidding. right? I know me. I know that I like to wake up early. And I know that, man, sometimes I like to stay up a little too late. I know that I get too wrapped up in my phone, and I know that there are times when, man, I get way too fixated on the future and I don't focus enough on today, right? So these are things that I know about myself that help me lead myself. Does that make sense? So for you, you're going to have to learn who you are before you can lead you well. Before you can lead anybody else well, who do you have to lead well first? You.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If there's anything that we can do to serve you or come alongside of you in your journey, please reach out. You can reach us at hello@myhomechurch.cc.